the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Each and every Saturday morning, we're going to wind up the show today. Boy, we had a busy day. Happy Memorial Day out there. Get out, fire up your grill. Well, you know the Grillin' Guys. We're on a mission to make your grilling experience the best it can be. We're happy to be here. We had our tribute to those fallen soldiers that made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. This is Memorial Day weekend. Take a minute, pause, and thank those that that did that for us so we could have a couple knuckleheads that are on the air talking about barbecue. They made it all possible, and we're grateful.
That's right. And on the live line right now is a good friend of mine, Paul Rotella. Good morning, Paulie, or what I call my Goomba.
Good morning, Barbecue Bob. How's everything out there today?
Hey, pal. Listen, I had a wonderful night last night. You know, last time I talked to you, you were down at Paris Island, and I forgot to tell you my daughter's fiance was there at the same time. My son's.
Oh, wow. In what capacity was he there?
He was in boot camp. His name's Ramsey Sharoof. He's headed off to the Presidio for a year and a half. But
Bob, I need to interrupt you. He's no longer your daughter's fiance.
Yeah.
He's now your son-in-law as of last night.
I don't have that in my head yet. But
congratulations, Bob. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we had their wedding last night, and this whole. It's the perfect weekend. We had the flags all over the place. My father-in-law is an ex-Marine, World War II. I'm ex-Air Force, Army. My brother-in-law is ex-Army Guard. And my other little nephew there was, just got out of the Army. So it was pretty cool. But, yeah. Anyway,
magnificent. I think that's great. Well, you know what? I don't have any daughters. But if I did, I'd be very proud if they were to find a Marine to marry. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, anyway, what kind of cool stuff's been going on with you lately? What good grilling have you been doing on the East Coast? Now, Paulie is the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. He owns a restaurant out there, a nice Italian place, which I swear I'm going to see soon.
Better.
I know. And he's also an attorney, Esquire. So, and that's not escort, ladies. It's Esquire.
Bobby, I got to tell you, you know, one of the wonderful privileges of the job I have is I got to be the special guest of our United States New Jersey National Guard. And this weekend, celebrating Memorial Day, they just had a nice dinner honoring all the Gold Star mothers and the Gold Star families of our servicemen who've fallen in action from New Jersey. Made up of all branches, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, Army, of course, Navy. And, you know, talking to these mothers and to their families, what an amazing, amazing experience it was for me. I had the privilege of actually being able to interview several of the Gold Star moms, and I did it on behalf of the New Jersey Broadcaster Association. I had the help of one of my stations, member stations, Millennium New Jersey 101.5. Young man Dino came and was a videographer for the event, spoke to the commanding and the adjutant generals, many officers, but just talking to the moms and hearing the stories of how they found out that their son was was fallen, how they went about their lives. One of the most remarkable things, and very fitting this Memorial Day weekend, was how many of the moms started taking up charity work and doing community service, because there was a consistency of the message I heard when they talked about their sons. That was that they were all natural leaders, that they all were involved in their community from early on. And I get a little choked up even when I'm recounting this now. But it was clear that these moms have picked up the mission and are completing the mission their son started. And you would just be so touched. It was a very emotional time for me to be there and to be in the company of these wonderful people. I don't know how they do it, but they just seem to persevere. And the courage was so abundant. And you could see, you know, there's an old Army saying when someone talks about a fallen loved one that died in battle, they grieve, but they grieve with pride.
Hey, if you just tuned in, this is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3. We're talking with my Goomba, Paul Rotella, from New Jersey.
And I'm going to give you a grilling recipe. I just got to finish this statement.
That's okay.
You see the look in their eyes. You know, they grieve, but, you know, it's not the same as someone who says they lost a son or a daughter in a car accident or something else. This is an amazing group of people who have been now never changed, but changed by the actions of their loved ones who protect us. And I think, you know, when we're out there this weekend barbecuing, and I'm sure, Bob, you're going to have every grill in Minnesota fired up this weekend. But just there's some soldiers standing watch somewhere around the globe.
Yeah.
And far away from home so we can enjoy ours.
That's right.
And one of the things I learned, though, when I was down in Parris Island was these guys, when they get their liberty, and it's not often, but right after they graduate, they have little parties, and a lot of guys will go to the different little restaurants around there. And there's some really neat little places there. But there's a lot of grilling that goes on down there. I think really it's they keep the fires going to keep the sand fleas away. Anyone's been to Parris Island, you know what I'm talking about. But they make a great bacon cheeseburger. I have one of the best bacon cheeseburgers I've had in my life. And I'm a connoisseur of bacon cheeseburgers. You know, here in Jersey, we do. I thought we did it the best way. But these young Marines, man, they do it right. They get these big, thick strips of bacon. They actually barbecue them separately and then put them on top of the cheeseburger. So you got a barbecued piece, a big strip of bacon, and you put it on top of this big hunks of meat. I got to tell you something. You know, the cholesterol, I guess, is not one of those things I worry too much about. But I could hear my arteries congealing as we were eating these things. It was terrific. And, you know, and they're so good, you know, you have to have another. That's what the first one tastes like. It tastes like another. And it was just a great experience on open charcoals. There they were doing some of them right on the beach. A couple guys had some grills set up. You know, so you had everything there. You had a smattering of different creativity. It was neat to see the enthusiasm on these kids' faces. It was just great, fantastic.
And you had the smell of the ocean. That just totally adds
sound,
to it.
You have the sound, the smell, yep. And you have the sand fleas to keep you company if you're getting lonely.
That's cool. Well, listen, we sure appreciate you sharing that story with us. It's nice to talk to you, and we will definitely be talking again in the near future because I've got those classes in Long Island and whatnot here in a few weeks. So
that's great. You're not going to be in New York, are you, at all soon? Because I just got off. I did a wonderful ride with the United States Marine Corps for Fleet Week. We went up in an Osprey. I don't know if you've ever been on one of those things.
No, but that would be a great ride.
Oh, we'll talk about it sometime.
Okay. Well, listen.
It's always good talking to you. Stay well, my friend. Enjoy the rest of this Memorial Day, and happy Memorial Day to all your listeners.
Thanks, Paul.
Stay well, buddy.
All right. And that was Paul Rotella. He's my Goomba. He calls in from time to time from the East Coast and gives us a little East Coast flavor. A few grilling points and some fun, but basically he's just a good guy, and he does a lot of beneficial things for different groups around the country, and we just love him for that. So have a few barbecue safety tips. Just want to remind you this weekend, keep your children away from the grill. Okay, if you see them getting close, get them back. Don't wear any loose clothing around the grill. So if your wife has a scarf or if you've got something hanging down, careful because they can catch fire really easily. You've got an open flame there and, you know, maybe a 1,000-degree surface from time to time. Use longer-handled tools and mitts. Never use a flammable liquid other than starter fluid to light your fire. And for my money, don't even use barbecue starter fluid because you're going to ruin the patina, that flavor content that you're building up inside your grill. And never pour that fluid on an open flame. The flashback can go right into that bottle, and it's not cool. And then, of course, keep any hard liquors away from that grill because if they get hot, if it's undiluted, they're very flammable. Vodkas and some of these higher alcohol content items are just extremely the vapors. You'll have a bomb right next to your grill. And just don't leave it unattended.
Bob, okay? that's not to confuse, though, is that if you mix that vodka with a little something and then ingest it,
nope,
you can stand
totally
in front of the grill,
cool.
Right?
That part's totally cool. Maybe some balsamic.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, listen, we've sure had fun here today. Happy Memorial Weekend from the Grilling Guys. We have a song coming up from Carrie Lynch, who's a friend of mine from Lowell. And you're going to like this girl. She's hitting it big on the country scene. You're going to see a lot from her. She's recorded several CDs now. So we're going to say goodbye and happy Memorial Weekend again.
That's right. Happy Memorial Day. We'll see you next week.